99.3 and 105.7 Kiss FM, home of Tom Joyner in the morning, Michael Bazin in the afternoon, and Richmond's R&B around the clock. Kiss FM, good afternoon.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Dr. Ian Smith, it is really good to hear from you.
It's been a while, huh?
It has been quite a while, old hometown buddy.
You doing well down there?
I am doing well in beautiful Virginia. Quite a ways from home, but I've been having fun. We go way back, so you know I always love to have fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited you're coming here, too.
Yeah, I'll be there July
21st. That's our annual Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise event, and you fit in perfectly, Dr. Ian.
Perfect. Am I going to be with you?
You're going to be with all of us. If I just keep you to myself, there's going to be a riot.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I've been flipping through your latest book, The Truth About Men, The Secret Side of the Opposite Sex, and Dr. Ian, oh, just hang on. We're going to get to that in a minute. I have questions, but let's first talk about how people really first came to know you. Folks have kind of just embraced you as this really knowledgeable family member that's helping them tackle the weight issue.
Sure.
I think Celebrity Fit Club was really the big deal when you became a household name and folks just started to recognize your face. You did that show for quite a while.
Well, we did 6 seasons of Celebrity Fit Club, which was awesome. And, you know, it's interesting because before that, I was a medical correspondent on NBC's Today Show.
That's right.
Which is a pretty big program. But you're right. It was Celebrity Fit Club and me helping the celebrities lose weight. I developed the diet book, The Fat Smash Diet. Mm-hmm. Which took off. That really kind of got my name out there, particularly in the weight loss sector. And then, of course, a few years later, we started the 50 Million Pound Challenge.
Yes, that was huge.
Yeah, it was huge. And State Farm was kind enough to sponsor us then. And that really got everyone in the community talking about losing weight and getting on the challenge, as they would say. And that just took off like a rocket also. So for the last 6-7 years, I've been focused on weight loss, whether it's me through my diet books, like the Fat Smash Diet or the 50 Million Pound Challenge. And it's just been a blessing because so many people have been inspired.
Yeah, they have.
And when I see people, whether it's in the airports or at church or even walking down the street, they say either, you know, I'm on the Fat Smash or I've joined the challenge or I'm still trying to lose. So it's just been really inspirational.
Alex Dupree here chatting with Dr. Ian Smith, who's going to be here July 21st for Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. Now that you mentioned the Fat Smash Diet, I just want to get into that just a little bit because that was the one that you even had the contestants on Celebrity Fit Club start off with, right?
Yeah, it's funny, real fast, Alex. What happened was I'd given them another diet book that I'd written a long time ago, and they said it was too complicated. So they wanted something that was easy, that they could follow, that they could lose a pretty rapid amount of weight, but lose it in a healthy way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually created for them the Fat Smash Diet without any intention of really publishing it.
Oh.
Yeah, but they lost so much weight on it when the season aired on TV. They had lost so much weight on the Fat Smash that viewers were asking where could they find it, and I hadn't really published it. So we really published it in response to the demand from the viewers who also wanted to follow the same program, and the response was tremendous.
Now, that I didn't know. Now, I had a copy of your Fat Smash Diet, and I even had a copy of your 4-day diet book. You gave that one to me when we last saw each other in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave them to a girlfriend as a gift. First of all, she says those are the only diets she ever needs to do for the rest of her life. She's followed them. She's lost weight, even when she's fallen off the wagon because, you know, the holidays have wreaked their havoc. She can easily get back on and still have success. So what's the secret, you think, between the way you explain what seems to have been a mystery for so many years?
Well, in the beginning of the Fat Smash Diet, I say that it is a forgiving diet, exactly how your girlfriend describes it. And the reason why I say it's a forgiving diet is because the book does not ask your body to do anything that is unnatural. There's some programs out there that while they may help you lose weight, they actually affect the chemistries of your body. They put your body through a certain type of physiological changes. I don't ask your body to do that because when you put your body through chemical or physiological extremes, then the minute you cheat or fall off the program, it disrupts everything.
Yep, you're right.
With my program, because it's pure in that sense, you can go on and off and it forgives you. You're not harmed if you go off for a couple of days and then come back on. But some other programs, you are.
That's the secret.
Absolutely.
Dr. Ian Smith, what's the biggest success story from a regular person, not the celebrities, from a regular person that's reached out to you to say, Dr. Ian, you've changed my life and you've helped me so much with your books?
One of the biggest successes is a guy in Chicago who lost 180 pounds Whoa. On the Fat Smash diet.
Wow.
I was so inspired by him. He said the reason why the diet worked for him was because he no longer felt like he was on the diet, but he was able to eat correctly and choose the right foods, and therefore it became a way of living, not just dieting to lose weight for the short term,
right.
But the Fat Smash became a way he ate for the rest of his life. That's the most weight I've heard is 180 pounds.
Wow.
You know, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. That's Biggest Loser type good.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it is.
Amazing. Dr. Ian, don't go anywhere. Hang tight for a second,
because
I still want to talk to you about your new book, The Truth About Men, The Secret Side of the Opposite Sex. We're KISS FM.